Welcome to this week's Leader Guide for Your Life Group. This resource is provided to help you prepare and effectively lead your group. For your convenience, you can also download a written version of this guide under Leader Tools at northcoastchurch.com/groups. So let's get started as we introduce this week's material.
Hey, Life Group leaders and hosts, this is Scott Horner. I am stoked to be back with you for week 6 of our fall quarter. Couple quick things before we jump into our discussion guide. Just those reminders, if you need anything, your Life Group pastor is here. I say that every single time because it's true every single time. And then remind you just that you don't need to answer every question. That's not the goal. The goal is to have meaningful conversation around God's word, to develop community and foster meaningful relationships. So that's our hope. Make sure you're taking attendance so that we can, just care for our people alongside you. And then upcoming announcement, the men's conference is this week. If you guys have yet to sign up for it, gentlemen, encourage your group to give them that QR code Saturday morning at Friday evening. I got those things a little bit reversed right there. So obviously Friday comes before Saturday, but October 24th through 25th. So I hope to see you guys there. I'll be there. So with that, let's jump right into our leader discussion guide. Great sermon this week. So here we go. This weekend, we learned about meeting needs. If you could have one small everyday problem permanently solved, what would it be? So here's just a fun thought here. This icebreaker just allows creativity and laughter. Maybe there's going to be responses like, I just wish the dishes were always done, or I wish traffic didn't exist, or I wish there was a way that I never forgot my passwords, or that everything was just password protected without me needing to remember it. So just a fun way there. An additional question could be, why do you think we long for convenience and relief from even the small things in life? Just a follow-up question there if you wanted it. Just a conversation caution, just for you as a leader to be aware of. Someone might share like a deeper struggle disguised as a small one. So just be sensitive to that, like be aware of that. And maybe you as a leader, just check in later, just follow up. Hey, you mentioned this. Just want to see, like, was there anything behind that? Group dynamic tip, let this question just be warm, fill the room, connect with your group and share everyday frustrations. This is kind of like some of those humor opportunities there to weave that into your group. Second question here in our warm-up section is, sometimes God calls those who are unqualified but willing. Would you rather be overqualified but unneeded, or underqualified but chosen? Why? Just a thought here. This plays on the calling of the disciples who were far from the elite, and it also gently invites people to reflect on deeper insecurities and pride there, like so how they're wired. I don't feel like I'm good enough, or I feel like maybe I'm too good for this. So just something there. It doesn't need to be a super deep conversation, but it has the capacity to, so just be aware of that. Additional scripture to just be mindful of that could be helpful is 1 Corinthians 1:27, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. Check out that whole passage if you want to. Additional question, if it's appropriate, is where in your life have you felt either overqualified or underqualified? Just some examples there. So, and then just that third regular good old, what it stood out to you from the message. Question number three is, what's something from Larry's message that caught your attention or made you think? Here's just an additional way of maybe asking that. Did anything Larry say make you see your role in God's plan differently? So that's it for our warm-up section. Now moving on to our Know It. This is a great section here this week. A lot of digging into God's word. So let's just check it out. It says, this weekend, we were reminded that when we ask God to meet needs, he often calls us to be a part of the answer. Read and reflect on the following verses. So there's a number of verses there. So just don't feel that you need to get through all of these. Pick maybe a few that interest you the most, or ask some people in your group which they want to dig into. You guys could spend a whole lot of time on just one or two of these. So don't feel like you got to get through them all. But again, if you do, great. And not the goal. The goal is to have those conversations. So check it out. Matthew 9 verses 35 through 38. I would totally read these together out loud with one another. Why do you think Jesus invites his disciples to pray first instead of acting right away? Just an additional thought to this question. Jesus knows that lasting compassion begins in the heart. Prayer shifts our mindset from being fixers to followers. Sometimes there's a savior like complex there. So like when we decide instead, like, oh, let me pray, let me be aware of who's the one who can actually meet this need. It allows us to follow Jesus instead of trying to do it ourselves. Additional scripture to check out that is helpful is to look at Luke's account in Luke 10, verse 2. Additional question could be, what difference does it make when you pray before acting? Just a conversation there. Conversation caution could be, some may feel stuck in only prayer. Encourage seeing prayer as preparation, not passivity. So some might feel like, oh man, there's only people that pray, they don't do anything. But allow prayer to be, it is a part of the process, part of walking it out with the Lord. Group dynamic tip could be to pause as a group and pray for the laborers of the kingdom before moving on. So, man, participate in what Jesus is asking of us. Like, ask, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest. And so, man, do that together as a group could totally be appropriate there. Matthew 10 verses 1-4. What stands out to you about how Jesus prepares his disciples before sending them? Thought here is, he gives authority before they prove themselves. He equips them before he sends them. He gives them everything that they need to be successful before he sends them on their way. That's really cool. Additional scripture to check out would be Ephesians 2 verse 10, that God created us, Jesus created us for good works, which God prepared beforehand. So, man, that idea of like Jesus gives us success, everything we need to be successful in his economy, in his kingdom. Additional question here could be, what gifts or strengths has God given you that could be used to serve others? And just a conversation caution could be or try to avoid idealizing the disciples and emphasize that it's God's empowering grace. So the focus isn't on the disciples, it's on who God is and what he's done. Matthew 10 verses 5-15. What do you think he wanted them to learn by relying on others instead of themselves? Just a thought here, additional thought could be, this develops humility, dependence, and relationship. It prevents self-reliance and pride. God's the one who provides for us. Additional scripture, check out Galatians 6:2, how we bear one another's burdens and just that responsibility to shoulder up with one another. It costs us something, that even those people that give and receive the disciples, man, they got to care along and partner with them in that ministry, which is really cool. Maybe that's us at times. Additional question could be, what makes it hard for you to rely on others when stepping into faith? Last verse that we're going to dig in this Know It section is Matthew 10 verses 16-20. What might it look like to trust the Holy Spirit to give you the words or courage in a difficult moment? Additional thought here is, this is not just about persecution. It includes parenting, friendship, conversation, and moments of tension. That like in everything that we would be the type of people who reflect God. And so what would that look like to trust in the Holy Spirit as he leads us? Additional scriptures, Luke 12, verse 12, the Holy Spirit will teach you in the very hour what you ought to say. Man, trusting that he resides in us, is leading us and guiding us, we just got to be aware of that and lean into that. Additional question, when have you had to speak, or lead without knowing exactly what to say? Has that ever happened? Conversation caution, some may carry regret for what they didn't say. Reframe this around the future trust, not past failure. The goal is, how can I move forward, not where did I fail? A group dynamic tip would be to invite the group to pray over one situation each where they want boldness or words from the Spirit. Man, bring this question into your everyday lives in the moment right in front of us and how we would apply it today. Share it section here. Number one is, the disciples weren't special or more capable than you are today. They were just ordinary people willing to go where Jesus sent them. Can you share a time when God used you in a way you didn't feel qualified or ready? What happened? Totally times in my life when God has done this. So I'm sure there's times where you might feel unqualified as a leader. Well, guess what? We believe not just in you. We believe in the Holy Spirit in you. That gives us so confidence. That's why we call you our frontline pastors, because we trust the Holy Spirit in you and what he's doing. Even though you may be like, I'm just a regular person. Yep, so am I. Additional thought here is this question levels the playing field. Most impactful ministry happens through ordinary obedience, us just being faithful to say yes to God. Additional scripture to check out could be 2 Corinthians 3-5. Not that we were sufficient in ourselves. Our sufficiency is from God. Additional question, how did your faith grow through that experience? And then a conversation caution could be some may still feel unqualified. Affirm that God's calling rarely starts with confidence. It begins with willingness. The reality is you may always be unqualified by a worldly standard, but you're qualified by Christ and who he is and what he's done and who he's given us himself, not by our own merit. Second question here in the share it is, Larry encouraged us to look in the mirror when looking for someone to solve a problem. What are some reasons we don't step in to meet needs around us, even when it's in our power to do so? Additional thought here is common blockers may be fear, inconvenience, busyness, waiting for someone else more qualified to do it like we just looked at before. But here's a powerful scripture that always stood out to me was James 4:17. So whoever knows the right thing to do but fails to do it, for him it is sin. Just let that, read that alone if you guys want, and let that sit there. It's brutally powerful when we just sit under that verse. Additional question could be, what lie or barrier do you need to confront to help you step into action? Moving on to our live it section is sometimes strong feelings about a need can feel like action, even if we haven't actually done anything yet. Use this diagram to help you prayerfully move from awareness to action and share with your group. So if you're just listening online, man, there's two circles, and there's the one circle that's like, write some needs and causes you're passionate about. And then there's another circle and they overlap and it says, write some needs in front of you in your life or community. And then where's the overlap? The middle overlap is where your passion meets opportunity, the needs you care about and can prayerfully act on today. So a thought here is, this is a moment of personal alignment when it breaks your heart and meets what you are capable of meeting with your hands. God's placed you in this right now, moving it. Micah 6:8 is a good verse. Man, what has God shown us? What does he desire of us? To do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. Additional question would be, what's one action step you can take this week in that middle space of the diagram? And a caution would be, some may feel overwhelmed. Remind them to start small and to stay faithful. Be like, oh man, there's so much that I want to see happen. It's like, what's a small step that you can do? And then a group dynamic tip could be, consider doing a commissioning moment at the end of the night where each person shares the one step that they want to take, and then the group prays over them and sends them out. Like Jesus sent out his disciples, that you guys would send one another out in the power of the Holy Spirit to then go live out and be who Christ has invited you to be. Guys, I am so excited for the conversations that are going to happen in your group this week. I am praying for you. Let me pray for you right now as we go. Lord, be with our leaders and hosts. I pray that you would allow them to have deep and rich conversation in their group this week, that we as a people would respond to your word, Jesus, that we would be people who respond to your Holy Spirit prompting us and moving us to be men and women who reflect your kingdom in all that we say and do, that you would send us into places, maybe internationally, maybe across town, maybe just across the street, that whatever we do, Lord, we would see you moving for your kingdom and your good, that people would come to know you, Jesus, and who you are. I thank you so much for these leaders and hosts. Be with them and be with our people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That's it, leaders, hope. Hosts, I hope you guys have a great week, and I will see you next time.